Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Family. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making 3 frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.
Dunkin' Refreshers are the perfect way to get a little more out of your day. With more tropical flavors like new mango pineapple and more ways to get glowing, available with green tea, coconut milk, or lemonade, you've got what you need to make the most out of every moment, even the ones spent stuck in traffic. What a beautiful day. Sip into all your favorite Dunkin' refreshers like new mango pineapple. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Additional charges may apply.
You are tuning into the Goldilocks Productions presentation of the Angels and Healing Light Show. Sit back, relax, and be open to receive the angelic messages and healing channeled through your host, Laura Romero.
All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Angels and Healing Light Show. It's Laura Romero, your angel intuitive, and I'm with the wonderful Dr. Reverend Kimberly Maroney, the angel lady, and I'm so happy to have you back again. So welcome. I'm very honored and happy that you're going to be here bringing, energy just went crazy, bringing the angel messages and angel light to everyone today. So welcome back.
Oh, thank you. So delighted.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the second time that we've been together on the show, and I know you're a regular with Jimmy Mack here on Goldilocks Productions, but for those of you who are not familiar with Kimberly Maroney, she is really blessed with the ability to experience direct personal contact with the angels, with God, with spiritual beings, and was the first person in the world to earn a master's degree in angelology and a doctorate in spiritual psychology. So many of the best known angel experts have sought her help in learning and growing their own abilities, including Doreen Virtue, who is somebody that was one of my mentors. So Kimberly has skillfully combined 40 years of experience as a mystic and with her education to guide people to profound life changes with those angelic encounters, and she's here to help us with this today. So following your inner guidance, this gifted mystic has authored 13 books now, right?
12.
Is it a dozen? Okay. And a very recent one called Angel Medicine, which she's going to talk about today, is an absolutely beautiful book, Angel Healing. She's written some best-selling angel cards, and I've got to show you my favorite called Angel Love. They're absolutely beautiful, beautiful cards, and she's going to be using hers today, the Angel Blessings cards. You are the president of Gateway University, which is a school for the study of higher consciousness. And you just have so many things going on. You're a regular guest on many shows, and I know you have so much to teach us. And so to teach us, to just help guide us. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Before we go any further, I just want to start off, everyone, if you'll just take a minute and join with us for a little opening prayer. And if you'll just take a moment to relax and go into your heart center. I ask God to surround each and every one of us with love and light and wisdom, to feel and hear and know the guidance that's being given by God's angels, that each one of us is surrounded by and protected by the Archangel Michael, with Archangel Raphael healing anyone that needs healing at this moment. Any healing energy, Archangel Raphael, please provide. Archangel Gabriel, please help us get the messages we need for everyone's highest and greatest good. And everyone's guardian angels, please help your person be aware of your love and guidance at this and every moment. And it is so. We are now surrounded by the incredible light and love of God and the divine, the angels. Amen. Thank you. One or two more announcements today. One of my neighbors has asked us something that I am so touched by. I'm actually dedicating this show to her little son, Christian, to their son, Christian, who would be 4 years old today. And because they're not able to celebrate his birthday in the traditional manner, they have asked that Christian's birthday be celebrated by performing acts of kindness to anyone, anywhere that you possibly can. So I'm asking each and every one of you, in honor of a little boy that is here with us in spirit as an angel of sorts himself, to please reach out to someone that could use a little act of kindness today, whether it's a smile, a hello, opening a door, complimenting someone or telling them something, how much you care for them. But whatever act of kindness, big or small, please reach out to someone today in the memory of Christian, our little neighborhood angel boy. So thank you very much for doing that in advance. Ooh. All right. So it looks like we've got quite a few folks visiting us today. And Kimberly, can you please tell everyone how to get in touch with you?
So the best way is to go to my website, KimberlyMaroney.com. But if you want some more information about my new book, you could also go to angelhealingfirstaid.com.
And tell us about your book. It's brand new. It's beautiful.
So I've been on this Strands of Luminosity thing because Strands of Luminosity, huh? What are those? So if you could think of light as a strand of light, a strand of luminosity coming through your life, and just imagine for a minute that we have these strands of light shooting through our lives periodically, you know, kind of like the sunlight coming through the trees or coming through the window or coming through the clouds. We have these strands of luminosity that come and pass through our lives. And many of them in the early part of our awakening process, we don't see that they're there. And sometimes we do see them, you know, we can grab on, we can shake it, we can start unraveling it and see where it takes us. So since the beginning of January, I've been really on this strand of luminosity kick. What is being presented to itself? What opportunities are coming my way? What goodness is making itself available for me? And so, of course, when you put your attention on something, you start to see them everywhere. Well, the little book of angel healing was like that. It started with a really interesting series of events. And the first one was that I wanted to have a literary agent, but I didn't want to do the work to find one. So every now and then I would just ask for a literary agent, and I had five qualifications for this agent in my prayer. I'd say the prayer, I'd let it go, boom, it was done. It took about 2 years for this particular strand of luminosity to show up. Well, the first sign was on Christmas morning, I woke up feeling, I have to go to church today. And I don't often go to church, but there's a little Unity in town that I just love. So I got all dressed up. I looked very cute. I went to the Unity Church, and there was this lady speaking who just published a new book with a big publisher. I think it was Penguin Press or something like that. She talked. Her talk was amazing. Afterwards, I said, so, hey, do you have a literary agent that you like? And she says, yeah. You want to talk with her? On Sunday morning, Christmas Sunday morning, she calls her up and she says, hey, I want to introduce you to my new friend. So we have this little chat, you know, that just like never happens in the agent world. We have a little chat. Later, we talked to each other. We decided we weren't the best match, but she said, do you mind if I share, you know, if I come across somebody, can I share your information? Sure. Within days, I'm contacted by this other lady who says, you don't remember me, do you?
Wow.
She'd handled a permission for me for that book right there, Your Guardian Angel. And so she knew who I was. We were off to a good start. She had a publisher who was looking for an angel book. And so she actually helped me to write a book proposal for this publisher that exactly what this publisher was looking for. Well, by the time we finished, and that never happens. That an agent never helps you write a book proposal. Because what I wanted to write was completely, and what I was prepared for was completely different than what this publisher wanted. So these here are these strands of luminosity. By the time we got the book proposal done, that publisher had left the company, disappeared. We didn't know where she went. So we just shopped it out to the market, and I ended up with a beautiful agreement with Hampton Roads. I love Hampton Roads. They modified it a bit to this little book of angel healing, which was actually just exactly what I wanted to write. I'd written a proposal for a big book of angel healing, which is what the other person wanted. And I was thinking all along, I was thinking, you know, I would really like a little pocket size that is a healer. You know, I can put this in my pocket. I can use it in sessions with people. You know, perfect. So I ended up getting exactly what I wanted with Hampton Roads. And I was able to write just what I wanted. So that was one kind of strand of luminosity. So in January, these other strands started to show up. And the most interesting things started to happen. So I started to imagine, just in my mind just started to visualize the fabric of material world surrounding us. Now, my inner senses shift all the time. In the last couple of years, my inner vision has been fairly inactive, and my other senses have been stronger. So my sense of feeling, of knowing has been stronger. So my goodness, here all of a sudden I'm seeing the air around me as fabric. The fabric of wow. material creation, the fabric of the time-space continuum. And I'm seeing myself weaving these beautiful strands of color, hand weaving, you know, these beautiful strands of color in through the fabric of life. So here I am in the produce section in the grocery store over the grapes, weaving these beautiful strands of color. And then I witness as other people come in and feel that color as they're looking at the grapes. And then, you know, I look around and I see other people quietly weaving strands of luminosity into the fabric of life. And I go over there and I feel joy, or I feel kindness. And I think, oh, I like this. So these strands of luminosity have really captured my attention, and I'm having so much fun playing with them. Like kindness. Kindness today. We can all imagine, as we're driving our cars, we can imagine weaving trails of luminosity, beautiful colors of kindness behind us in our cars. And as we're at work and interacting with our families and walking down the street and doing whatever it is we're going to do today, home, cleaning the house or preparing meals or doing folding laundry, whatever it is we're doing, we're weaving in these beautiful strands of love and peace and joy. And we're also feeling them. So as we come across them in life, we're unraveling them to see, what do you have for me today?
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. It's beautiful because you have taken steps to create what you want in your own life. And you've had the trust in the faith to hang in there, knowing that we don't always get answers immediately. We don't always get them overnight. And sometimes, as we know, it takes time for things to come to fruition. But rather than sit back and worry, you just kept putting out there what you were looking for. And then taking that opportunity to create an atmosphere that was joyful or helpful or healing and brought light to others. As you said, even over in the produce section, you had the opportunity to make other people feel good. And ladies and gentlemen, we can all do that every moment of every day, even at the grocery store. It's the most important thing is staying in your heart and shining that light in your heart, especially when you run across people that aren't in a heart space. We have the opportunity to give them a little bit of love, energetic love, just by our thoughts. And I talk about that a lot. So please use your thoughts, your intentions, your prayers to help set the stage and shine the light for other people who may need it. And believe me, they will feel it. They will notice it. It might not be immediately, but eventually something will come to them. Well, they will have that moment in their heart where they'll say, I feel something good. Thank God I needed that. I needed that. We are blessed with opportunities to receive from other people as well. And as I say before, a lot of times angels come in very different forms. And sometimes we are asked to be an angel to someone else. And so there's just another opportunity to do that. Jeez. I love what you do.
Here's another luminosity. Let's say somebody in your life is angry. They may be angry with you. They may be angry with somebody else. Or maybe you're angry about something. Well, what if, I love this question, what if that anger was a strand of luminosity? What if you could unravel that anger to see what is it trying to reveal? What pain is it trying to shed or show or expose that you could then call healing love or joy or peace into to release?
Rather than react to it in a negative fashion.
Yeah.
When you are using these strands of luminosity, how do you see them? Do you see them in one color and then you see it transmute into another color as you feel that you're trying to accomplish something? What do you see?
That's the really important part. So my mind would make up the story that maybe anger is dark. But you know, it comes in as these brilliant, bright, beautiful colors from the very beginning.
Are they? So as you see these colors coming in, and you realize what they are, does it turn into a healing light at that time when you start focusing on, well, what could this be? What's the purpose behind it? Do you see things change after that?
So the way I see it is that whatever this issue is, it is so tired of being angry or resentful or bitter or hateful or whatever it is. It is so tired of that it is begging to be released from its suffering. And that's why it's coming in these beautiful colors. It's saying, please, please see me. See through what's on the surface. See the beauty of light that's underneath. And this is a new way. I've never seen things quite like this before. I've always been reactive and, you know, gotten.
Sure. Most of us are.
I can get pissed off like that, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
Lose my equilibrium completely.
Sure.
And this new way, it started about a couple of weeks ago with this interesting message I got, inviting me to see everything through the eyes of joy, to see it from the heavens. How would the angels see it? From the heavens. And the angels, you know, they don't see us as monsters acting out badness. They see us as masters of light who are exploring different options of self-expression. So, you know, what if I could choose to see angry people or feel anger in myself, witness anger in myself as simply a really old, old pain that's been stashed away, that's continuing to act out, just hoping that somebody can see the pain, can love that back to the source of wherever it was it started, to bring forgiveness and resolution and release it to be the peace, the love, the joy that it truly is.
And Kimberly, what can people do for themselves that are feeling anger?
We can take a breath. That's the best thing. That's the first thing, is to recognize I'm feeling angry. Because often when we're angry, we're sucked up in the moment and we're just, you know, we're just lost in the anger. The anger is moving us and we don't even realize, oh, I'm angry. So the first step is to just take a breath and inside yourself, or even physically, step back and realize, oh, I'm angry. And then the next question is this my anger or is it someone else's anger? Because a lot of times if I'm angry, it's not even actually my anger. I'm being triggered by somebody else's anger.
Uh-huh.
We're all empaths. We all feel yes. each other. And it's easy for us to get triggered by each other's anger and then think it's ours. Because that's the gig with an empath. We experience a feeling from someone else. We feel it. We feel angry. We think it's us. Oh, I'm angry. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'm not the one who's angry. So, oh, I'm angry. Is it me or is it someone else? Oh, it is me. Okay, cool. Great. What are you trying to show me? Where did this pain really come from? And the other interesting thing that's just opened up for me lately is it's like I see it going like a rainbow bridge. I've been doing this ancestral lineage clearing. So I see like this rainbow bridge going back through time, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 years. So where did this anger actually start? And then I see it coming forward in life to, okay, something happened. We made a decision. We formed a pattern. We made a belief. And then I see, you know, all of the lifetimes with this marching forward where we're repeating it, escalating it, de-escalating it, trying to heal it, doing it again. And I look back over that immense rainbow bridge of activity and I think, holy Toledo, man, is there energy in that? Let's harvest that energy and put it to good use. And then I can send joy way back to all of those lifetimes, all of those souls. Back to the beginning of that original cause, bring peace and resolution and love, and then pull that peace and joy back forward to now, healing all of those souls and all of those past lives. And whew, wow, what an amazing experience that has been.
Ancestral healing is very powerful. And you have no idea until you actually do it. What's there? It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And I think what a blessing for people to be able to heal our ancestors, to help relieve them of that pain and bring them peace And I think that's a beautiful act of love.
My mom died last September, and her death really opened up some interesting curiosities in me. It's helping to open up new parts of myself, you know, helping me to be more honest with myself as I explore who am I now that my mom is in spirit.
And has that been a path that has brought you more insight, more healing? Is she kind of helping you doing what you're doing now?
Yes. You know, when she left the body, it helped to release us all from those patterns that we decided that we chose for our family constellation or our family issues or, you know, our family gig, whatever you want to think it is.
Every family has one.
Yeah.
Right.
And so she's now back helping us all to release those very patterns that she brought in for us. And so it's been kind of trippy because, you know, at the one hand, I've been battling her with those patterns my whole life. But on the other hand, I've been blessed with the love, the real love that she's brought in my whole life. So, you know, it's been kind of funny because the greatest gift that she gave me was I have always felt loved and wanted. And through my friends, I've realized what a precious gift this has been, because a lot of my friends have not always felt loved and wanted.
My mom has always made me feel loved and wanted too. So thank you, Mom. Everyone say hi to Rini. She's listening.
And Donna.
Yeah. Oh, boy, thanks everyone for joining us today. There's so many of you here this morning. It's beautiful. We've got Tammy and Melissa and Kavita and Eva and Jeannie. We have, I'm sure Elizabeth is listening, Eva, Luz, Ali, Pat. So many. Thank you, Heather, Z, Heidi, Joanna. Thanks everybody for, Pat, thank you for being with us today. And people are sharing their experiences, and the talk about the strands of luminosity is really resonating with people, Kimberly, and bringing that insight to people. Are you still there? I think you disappeared there for a moment, Kimberly.
I'm here.
Okay. We lost your beautiful face.
Uh-oh, I'm here. Can you see me now?
No.
Oh, do you want me to go out and come back in? Because I see myself.
Oh, let's see what Miss Tiffany says.
Yeah, tell me what you did.
We lost your video, but we can still hear you. What do you suggest she does, Tiffany?
Oh, I just disappeared. Okay. Do you want me to go out and come back in? Oh, am I back?
Well, we can hear you. Just can't see your face. Yeah. Well, let's see. Hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth says she can see you on her cell phone, but not on her iPad. So maybe Tiffany's going to try to reset you from her end. So
okay.
She's going to keep working. Oh, there you are. Welcome back. There you go. She's back.
Here
well,
I am.
How about if we do a couple messages?
I would love to.
Oh, let's see here. We have, let's see here. Oh, you're welcome, Pat. Z is asking for a message.
Okay, yeah. Zia. Oh, there you are. Okay. I'm feeling your energy. I'm using angel love cards here. Oh, beautiful, Zia. Oh, what lovely energy. Ah, here we go. Oh, Zia. Sexuality. So I don't know what's happening in your life. So I'm going to really follow my inner guidance on this one. So sexuality is an important quality of us women. A lot of our power lies in our sexuality. Our sexuality changes quite a lot over our lifetimes. And our sexuality is also our creative force. So I'm going to look at this at a few different directions for you, Zia, since I'm not quite sure what you were looking for there. But as a creative force, your sexuality helps you to follow those strands of luminosity, to be that hot, juicy babe that you are in life, to find the real joy, the satisfaction that lights you up in life. You know, what do you enjoy doing that lights you up in life? And from a relationship perspective, our sexuality helps us into deeper intimacy with our partners. So whether it's with a love partner, whether it's with family members or friends, there's a lot of confusion around sexuality in our different relationships. However, our sexuality can help us find the way to have greater trust, to have greater vulnerability. And of course, we want to use our discernment with this. We want to trust our inner knowing and our inner discernment when we can be more trusting, more vulnerable, when we can allow the deepest parts of ourselves, our tender heart, to open. And vulnerability, you know, it isn't acting out the crazy part of us. Vulnerability is allowing our heart to feel. We protect ourselves. We protect our hearts a lot. We shut ourselves off from sharing the love that's in our hearts and receiving the love that other people have to share. And I'm going to use my friend Eva, who's on this call. Eva is such a sweet friend of mine. And when we first met, Eva wears her heart on her sleeve. Her heart is radiant and open and beautiful. And in the early part of our relationship, you know, she would be beaming this love light out at me. And my old family lineage thing is, I don't trust that. There's got to be something, there's got to be a hook in here somewhere. This can't just be just love. And it took me a little time to discover that with Eva. Yep, it's just love. Love you, Eva. It's just love. Then I could relax that family lineage thing of, I don't know about that. I can't trust love. Got to be something wrong with it. Got to be something wrong with you if you love me. No, let that all go. And open up to allow our hearts as friends to feel the love, the intimacy that's in that love, the depth of sharing that can happen. And it's like that with our love partners, too. A lot of times we hold back from our love partners because we've been damaged. We've been hurt. We have these issues and beliefs that come with us that stop us from being able to open our hearts truly. So when I see the sexuality angel, what I'm seeing is, yeah, we've got some potential for some really hot, juicy, fulfilling sex. Oh, yeah. And who doesn't want that? And what makes it hot and juicy and truly fulfilling is that deep, open-hearted intimacy where we're willing to feel the vulnerability, the fragility of our hearts, to exchange that deep, profound safety and trust with each other. That is what you have the opportunity for, Z. Thanks for asking. Love you.
And Z,
this is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I pulled a card from the same deck. And I want to tell you, this just piggybacks onto it. It popped out. It's called Devotion. And it's this beautiful angel. And what draws my attention to this card is how she's holding her heart. So it's about devotion to yourself and caring for yourself and loving yourself. It's devotion to the things that matter to you, the things that drive you, to the passion inside of you. It's about devotion to what you know is the right thing for you to do, your spiritual path of development, your relationships, your environment. So it's devotion to you and making sure that you are fulfilling your needs as well. Because if we don't love ourselves, then who can we love?
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful cards. Yeah, I hope that helps. Oh, and that's beautiful messages that I think we can all take in. Mm-hmm. We can all take in.
Yeah.
Eva made a beautiful comment. She said, "You're making me cry, and I love you."
You know, I
that's
love
beautiful,
you.
Eva.
We actually live in the same town, so we get to see each other.
Oh, well, thanks for joining us this morning, Eva, early in the morning. Elizabeth would also like a message.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Beautiful. Does Elizabeth give us any clues? I love it when there's a clue.
I think she's just looking for a message, okay. An angel message.
Elizabeth. Hey, Elizabeth, let me find you. Oh, there you are. Gotcha. Oh, Elizabeth, you have the most beautiful strands of luminosity today. You have like a lime green, like my sweater. And you have a purple like Laura's wearing today. And there's also a pink in there, a bright, bright pink. And there's some golden and white. So, oh my goodness, lots of beautiful colors coming for you. And the angel love card, the angel that's speaking to you today is the angel of illumination. And you know how interesting that I saw all those beautiful colors first, and now it's the angel of illumination. Because what is illumination but bringing to light? Oh, she's painting either. Oh, there we go. What is illumination but bringing into your heart, calling from spirit into your heart, into your soul, into the body, into your creative expression, the illumined qualities of spirit that we experience. And this one, when I found this image, it's so interesting because this angel is putting illumination into this man's mouth, into his throat, filling with him with the voice, the power of the voice of spirit. And so for you, Elizabeth, you could see that power coming into your heart, into your hands, to your creativity as you paint angels, so that your inner experience is able to flow through you in these beautiful, amazing colors and onto the canvas or whatever medium that you're using. Oh, I can see it and feel it. Thank you, Elizabeth. And you be blessed in your creative endeavor of painting.
Well, that was a beautiful message. I can feel that energy over here. Wow. Such happiness. And Elizabeth, the card that I pulled for you is about change. And change, a lot of people are afraid of change, but you know, you are on a path of change and you are being directly guided, divinely guided and supported and led. And God bless you because you're going down the yellow brick road on this path of change and on this road of change. And it fits you very well. It fits you like a glove. I see you stepping into this realm of change and feeling joy and happiness and boosting your energy. And it's inspiring you to do so much. It's inspiring your heart. It's inspiring you to do things like paint like a mad artist who's just can't put the brush down. So, Elizabeth, you're on this beautiful road of change. You're being inspired, you're being illuminated, and the angels honor you, and they're asking you to honor yourself for trusting that change. I love it.
Oh, powerfully said. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I always say, you know, life doesn't come with an itinerary, so it's not always easy to accept change because we don't know what's going to happen or how we're going to get there necessarily. And it forces us to either grow or become stagnant. And it's about having that trust not only in yourself and trusting your own judgment, but it's about trusting the angels and your beloved ancestors that help guide you, the ascended masters, the spiritual beings that are there to help you, your loved ones. So it's about trusting and just giving over that there's a power greater than you that's helping you as long as you let it. So congratulations to you. Let's see. I have Miss Melissa, our beautiful Melissa, is also asking for a message. And we have Pat. So we're trying to get to everyone. So please hang in there. But, you know, everyone that's listening, I think there's something in every one of these messages that can touch us at some level in our being. So please listen for the parts that resonate with you in your heart, because those messages are for you too.
Absolutely. We all share the same questions. We all have the same issues in life. We all have the same yearning in our heart and soul. We are all connected far more than we know.
Oh, yes.
We are all a part of each other. So for Melissa, let me connect in with your energy a little bit more here. Melissa, here you are. Oh, beautiful Melissa. So for you, Melissa, the angel of passion is guiding you. When I love this image, when I found this image for passion, I loved it because there's so much in here. So first of all, we've got those little cherub angels, and she's looking up at them, and they're guiding her. They're pointing upward. One of them has like a magic wand or something that he's waving at her. So they're helping her to focus upward. But if you look at her feet, she's standing on a serpent, demon, wolfy kind of a weird creature there. She's standing on the beast. So we could consider the beast to be our challenges in life. It could be what makes us angry, what triggers us. It could be what hurts our feelings, what makes us feel insecure or unworthy. It's that beast that tortures us endlessly in life. And so what the angels do is they say, whoa, hold on here. Let's take a breath. Let's stand on top of that beast. Take a breath, stand on top of that beast, and look heavenward. Because the beast can't really hurt us. You know, whatever it is that's troubling us in life, it may be pretty pesky, it may seem dangerous, and you know, some of them actually are kind of dangerous. But most of the time, the beasts that we fight with and struggle with, we're creating in our own imagination. We're creating them from our issues and our past pain. And when we can recognize, oh, I'm actually safe, that was one of the exercises that I went through at one period in time. I was terribly frightened. Life was threatening to me. I'd actually been through some violence that was no fun. And so as I was beginning to separate myself out from it, I would say, I'm safe in this room. The walls are protecting me. I'm safe in my car. My car is protecting me. I'm safe in this house. The house is protecting me. I'm actually safe. No one is trying to hurt me right now. Sometimes you need to go through that exercise to begin to unravel those strands of luminosity. Okay, now that I know that I'm safe, I can begin to look at what am I feeling? How am I creating this? How have I done this before? And we can, again, unravel more strands of luminosity. We can't fix it from that place of pain. So we need to look heavenward. We need to call on the angels. We need to call in our heart, breathe in our heart and say, what's a higher perspective? I need a higher perspective. How are the angels seeing this? How is my soul seeing this? How does God see this? How can I see this as an opportunity? And from there, we can take a leap into what am I passionate about? And one of the things that I can always go back to is that I am passionate about healing the issues of my life. I am passionate about healing myself, healing the people that I care about, healing the people that I love, bringing healing to collective consciousness, bringing healing to everyone on the planet. I am passionate about that. And I know that every breath I take that heals myself, I am contributing that power of healing into the collective consciousness for everyone. So Melissa, here is your opportunity to see, what are you passionate about? What demons are you standing on that are your opportunity to contribute the passion of your loving healing to all of collective consciousness for? So Melissa, that's my gift to you, is what are you truly passionate about healing? And
very profound message. Beautiful message. These are amazing. Melissa, one more. One of my favorite paintings in the whole wide world, but she's put this onto this card of connection, and it basically speaks for itself, but it's reminding you that you are so strongly connected to the angelic realm. You are so strongly connected to the angels, and they give you so much love and so much information and so much insight. They wish that in times where you feel stuck, will you please turn to them and ask them for the guidance? They're also talking about you giving those messages to others as well, as I know you do, but they are part of your life's purpose in helping others by receiving messages from the divine and sharing them on with others. And your connection is so strong. The angels are just sending so much love to you right now. Beautiful. Mm. Mm-hmm. This is fun. You know, Claire is asking to choose a card, a message for her with regard to illness.
Hi, Claire. Oh, I got you. You know, Claire, for you, I'm going to switch over to Angel Blessings card. And this may seem a strange one, Claire. It's Amarichaya, the Angel of Blessings. So our illness, we can look at illness as a blessing. And I know that's really hard when it's turned into chronic illness and it's going on forever and ever and ever, and it seems like there's no end. Illness, though, can be our greatest blessing. It gradually, day by day, as it persists, strips us down to asking the question, what? 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 What am I still hanging on to? What is this connected to? What needs to heal today? And so day after day, moment after moment, it gives us the opportunity to keep asking what. And each time we heal something, here's the good part. Each time we release and heal something, we can pull in the blessing. We can allow that space to be filled with blessings of love and joy. And Claire, as I'm looking at you, I'm seeing again all these beautiful strands of color that are there for your healing. I see this beautiful emerald green and beautiful like neon green colors for you. I see purple and pink and gold and white and yellow. I see blues. I see beautiful, full spectrum of color for you, Claire, helping you to weave these strands of luminosity into healing in your physical body, helping it to release the way it holds on to pain, the way it holds on to grief and sorrow and sadness and self-punishment, the way it holds on to beliefs that its health isn't for us. Well, I healed two major huge illnesses, and what was at the root of the one that finally freed me to health was the belief that it's not possible for me to be healthy. What a core belief. You know, as long as it's not possible for me to be healthy is in there, it's creating all kinds of illness. And you heal one thing and another thing pops up. Once I was able to actually catch on to that strand of luminosity, to release it at the molecular level, at the cellular level, at the genetic level, at the belief level, at the history level, throughout all time and space, throughout all lifetimes, back to the core, back to the source of its beginning. That's when my body was finally able to connect with health. And my little book of angel healing helps us do that from a different perspective. It lifts us up into the healing temples, into our true self, into our eternal self, and imprints the reality of our true eternal self into the physical cells, the DNA, the molecular content of our physical body, to allow health, vitality, vibrancy, joy to be present. So Claire, health for you, blessings for you. When you can see this illness as a blessing, everything will change.
And Claire, please look on the chat screen there. Tiffany has posted the link for her book, Angel Healing First Aid. It's so full of beautiful insight, beautiful information, prayers, affirmations. There's something in there for everything. But most of all, there's something in there that will get you at your heart and your soul level. So take action on doing that, because that's your message. It's about taking action. Taking action to step into your full power self so that your power isn't being given away by fear. Step into taking action to connect with that higher energy that's available to help guide you, just as Kimberly's doing right now. So we wish you many, many blessings and so much health. And remember Archangel Raphael and the Divine Healing Team. Remember to ask Archangel Raphael, Jesus, any of the Ascended Masters to help you with healing issues. They're there for you, and we all send you healing as well.
Oh, beautiful. On Angel Healing First Aid, there's a video meditation with Archangel Raphael, going to the healing clinic, feeling your true self, feeling the light angels restore you to health and balance. You may need to do that every day for a while, Claire, and it will help you to reset.
So for anyone that's going through any kind of physical challenges, please check that out, because I know it will be helpful for you. Virginia has twins that are, wait a second, Virginia in Louisiana. Hi, Jen, how are you? It's nice to hear from you. So we have some preemies. Your daughter has twin preemie girls, and so she would like an angel message about the babies. What are the babies' names, Jen? Okay.
So the thing about the babies is they were just really excited to get here, so they came early. They were so excited to get here. They're such a blessing for you and their mom and your whole family. These babies are like their angels. They're angels in body. They're pulling in magic. They're pulling in such an amazing, powerful energy. So they have really interesting qualities. So one of them has the quality of fortitude. Fortitude for little babies, this is such an important for preemies. Fortitude is what's going to keep her alive. She feels like a her. Fortitude is keeping her alive. Fortitude is that quality of that inner quality of soul strength that dances with whatever's happening. It takes the challenge and it turns it into joy and dances with it instead of battling. So that's this one baby. She turns everything into a dance instead of a battle. You know, back to my own ancestral lineage, I've been seeing how it's in my lineage to turn everything into a battle. Battle! And what do you do when you go into battle? You clench, you tighten up, you protect yourself, you know, shields up, Scotty. But when we can turn it into a dance of joy, again, we can perceive the challenges as, wow, look at you. What blessings, what energy are you bringing for a new kind of healing? I want to know. So that's one of those babies. And the other baby has the core quality of humility, which says, I don't know, but Source does. And wow, am I connected to Source? So all I have to do when I don't know, which is all the time, is remember my connection to Source. And in humility is such power and strength. All I have to do in humility is ask the question and be open to receive the influx of wisdom and power and resources that are flowing, which is omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, all in the quality of humility. These are interesting babies. You don't have to worry about them. They will live.
And their names are so beautiful, Callista and Aurora.
Oh, beautiful.
And what's Aurora mean? It's light. So that was the second baby you read about being so connected.
Yeah.
So connected to God and Source. Jin, this is the card that I pulled for the babies. Mm-hmm. They are gifts. They're just plain gifts from God. And they are blessed. And they're surrounded with love and light and healing. And their angels are watching over them very closely. I remember quite some time ago when you were talking about them with your daughter's pregnancy, and I remember the babies feeling excited to be here and their joy and happiness. And now just know that they're blessed and they are gifts to you all.
So as I'm presuming they're in some kind of support, as you go visit them in the hospital, you can receive from them as you give to them. Mm-hmm. So let it be an open-hearted exchange of love. Love from them coming to you and love from you coming to them. And, you know, of course, their little precious little delicate bodies need lots of loving support, but man, are their hearts full. So let them love you. Feel, receive their love, feel their love, look in their eyes, touch them. Hold them if you're allowed. Touch them in any way that you can. I don't know how preemie they are. Some preemies are just so fragile you can hardly touch them. But any kind of skin contact is really important for you and them, because you can feel their love coming to you as you give love to them. So let it be this full cycle of loving and giving, receiving and giving with them. They are such treasures.
Beautiful. Oh, Jin, thanks for letting us know. And thank you, everyone, that's sending prayers for the babies and mom and for Jin. Thank you for that act of kindness. And stay in touch, Jin, and let us know how things are going. We have, you guys are also nice to each other, too. Oh, they're in NICU. They're 8 weeks early. Yeah. I remember they were going to be in a hurry to get here.
Yep.
Kayla is joining us. I remember they were very, very happy way back when, about 6 months ago, I think. Kayla's joining us for the first time. Welcome, Kayla. She's here for the first time, and she would love a message.
Kayla. Oh, gotcha. Okay. I'm feeling your energy. Oh, beautiful, Kayla. Oh, what beautiful soul energy you have. Oh, okay. Oh no, not those. Eight. You're an angel blessing. Kayla. Oh. Whoa. Freedom. It's time. There's a song. There's an old Pointer Sisters song about freedom. And the thing that I love about freedom was another family lineage thing for me was I'm always in jail of some sort. I'm always locked up. I'm in some kind of prison. And as I started to heal and expand in consciousness, I realized that, you know, I'm hanging on these bars. I'm screaming, I'm yelling, I'm rattling the cage. And all I have to do is turn around and see that there's nothing behind me. It's open. I can walk out anytime. It's me who's got myself clinging so tightly to those bars that they have become the only reality that I know. And if I can just let go, step away from the bars, let go, step away from the bars, and turn around. Something really remarkable can happen. There's freedom from there, freedom from the way we hold on to our pain and suffering, freedom from our old habits and beliefs, freedom to discover that we are loved, we are lovable, we are loving, we are amazing, we are magnificent. All good. So that's for you, Kayla, freedom from the ways that you have been thinking you need to suffer and struggle. What if you didn't?
Thank you. Beautiful. And Kayla, the card I have for you is about appreciation. And this is appreciation for yourself and for the others around you. It's appreciation for, it's about you having appreciation for your situation. In other words, finding the silver lining in every cloud, so to speak. Archangel Jophiel is an angel that can help you with that, as well as the angel of appreciation. And why is that important? Appreciation is important because it helps highlight the things that we need to see, but also being thankful, being grateful brings more to us of the things that we appreciate. So when we focus on the things that we're grateful for, that is what we draw to us. So focus on the things that you're grateful for and give thanks, even if it's something little like the lunch on your table, the car that you drive, the weather, whatever it is that you feel happy about, that you feel grateful for, send a little shout out, because the more you do that, the more will be drawn to you. You have the freedom of choice. You have the freedom of making thoughts that are positive, when it'll help you grow. So focus on the things that you want in your life and let that be the freedom that pulls you forward to where you want to go. It's all for you and it's all about you. So bring it to you. And thank you for joining us today. That was very nice to have you here and can't wait to have you come back.
Oh, thank you, Kayla. Yeah, come back.
We've got about a minute and a half left, Ranjini. You're welcome, Elizabeth. You're welcome, Jen. Ranjini was looking for a quick message, if we can
see. Oh, Ranjini, I haven't seen you in so long. I am so happy that you're here with us. I still remember visiting you in your home and meeting your family and feeling the love and joy that you shared with me when I was there. So it's the angel of worthiness, Ranjini, that has come to remind you of what an amazing heart of love you have. You have such a heart of generosity and healing and sweetness. You are so worthy of God's divine grace and love. You are so worthy of all the goodness that your soul calls for you. You are worthy of happiness and peace and sweetness. You, Ranjini, are such a blessing to life, and I am so happy to connect with you again today.
Well, we're almost done here for the day, but I wanted to thank you all again for the acts of kindness that you are doing and that you will do in a birthday celebration of little Christian. His parents will want to celebrate his birthday by having people do acts of kindness since they're not able to celebrate his birthday in the traditional way. So sending that light and love of kindness. And thank you, everyone, that's doing that. And thank you for looking out for one another in this beautiful Angels and Healing Light family. Thank you for being here today. One of the things that I am doing now is a fundraiser for an organization called Project Paws Alive. And it helps provide life-saving equipment for our life-saving canine dogs that work in the military, search and rescue, police, fire, EMS. And they go into dangerous situations on a regular basis, and their communities or their organizations are not always able to provide them with protective equipment. So I want to help them, and I would like to help you by offering very special prices on readings, only $50 for a reading, of which half, 50% of that, goes to Project Paws Alive. My goal is to be able to do well enough so that I can purchase for all of us a protective equipment for at least one dog, and they will allow us to write on, inscribe on the equipment whatever we want. I just want to write Archangel Michael, from Archangel Michael. So who is the patron saint of police and fire and military. So please, you can visit my website, angelsandhealinglight.com. You can reach me at laura@angelsandhealinglight.com. But most of all, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Kimberly Maroney, for being here today and shining your light and healing and teaching and talking about all of the beautiful ways in that we can use the light to help ourselves and to help others. So it's KimberlyMaroney.com, and you'll be able to listen to the show again and get the information about her from my website. So thank you for being here. I send you so much love and blessings, and I just think you're a gift to all of us.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been my joy to be here with you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for being here today. And we'll see you next week.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special and other epic perks. Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.